Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, we're up to Simon Reish Lamed Vav, Seif Dalet, and we'll be learning Reish Lamed Zayin, Mitzah Hashem, Reish Lamed Ches, Reish Lamed Tes, Mitzah Hashem, our short simonim, and very important ones, relevant. So Seif Dalet tells us the following, Aloha, Acha Shomer Amo Yisrael, we spoke about Shema Although generally a person is not meant to say Omein after his own bracha, here it's different. You're allowed to say Omein after your own bracha. But do not say Omein after the bracha of Melech Bichvoidoi. Now, right, so we know this is one of the exceptions. Shomer Amo Yisrael. Can say Omen, says Shulchan Aruch, you can say Omen after your own bracha. That leads to Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. Say the Tefillas Arvis, Shmoyne Eser of Meirei, Uvosif Echot. Ein Shlach Tzibuchoyzer at Tefillah bet Tefillas Arvis. You do not repeat Shmoyne Eser by Meirei. Why not? Why don't we repeat Shmoyne Eser? Rishos says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishneh Bura. Ein Shlach Tzibuchoyzer, Ein Tefillas Arvis Choyva, because Marev is not an obligation. Rak mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah, meaning it's only a, I'm not going to say voluntary, but I'm going to say it's a reshus. It's not obligatory, but it's on a slightly lesser level. V'loin is chayv ba'odom, and initially there was no real obligation and chayv to daven Marev. However, since the setup was as follows. Since the Shachiz and Mincha is a choiva, an obligation, so therefore people who are not Bekiyim and were unable to daven Shmoyne Esa on their own, how are they going to fulfill their obligation? That's right, through Chazor Shashatz, which are going to be Moitzi, everyone. However, Meiriv, which historically was not an obligation, therefore never Takona, it was never established to Chazor Shashatz. So that's why there was by Shach Zemincha Chazor Shashatz, because an obligation, everybody has got to be Yotze, so there was Chazor Shashatz. If you can't read yourself, the Chazan is going to be Moitzi you. However, by Meriv, this was never established. However, Ve'afilo Ha'idna Dekova Ho'choiva, this was all historically. Nowadays, there is a proper Choiva. Since Kelal Yisrael was Mekavah on themselves, the Jewish men accept on themselves to have Meriv. And it was a proper acceptance, and now it's not a shus anymore. It's not a voluntary contribution anymore. It's an obligation. It's a choyva. But although people were mekabeling themselves to daven Meiriv, it doesn't have the effect. Because it was later on historically, you cannot now change anymore and make Chazal Sashatz anymore. It's true. Nowadays, it would actually make sense to have Chazal Sashatz. Because an obligation, what do people do that can't read? They've got a problem. Shachis and Mincha take a Chazal Sashatz. What do people who can't read to do anymore? Meiriv, it's not Rishos anymore. They're rather stuck, but it doesn't matter because we don't have the right anymore to change the Nusach and the Takona, the way Meiriv has been set up and established. It's very interesting. So it ends up that actually there is a challenge now, yeah. I don't know. It was in the times of the Gemara, but at what point exactly I can't tell you.
Right.
Well, no, it's not. Nowadays, it is a chiyuv. It's just a chiyuv from a different side. He was never made. It's not a. Yeah, but nowadays it's not. It's untrue to call it nowadays a reshus. It's not reshus anymore. We've got to daven Meiriv because it was established as a very firm. It's not even a minik. It's been the Klal Yisrael will mekabel on themselves to daven Meiriv. Kavur kechovah. Yeah. So the Klal Yisrael will mekabel on themselves to daven Meiriv. Now, what is important to point out is that Achonim point out that it's only the Jewish men who are mekabel themselves to daven Meiriv. Jewish women, Yiddish women, are not. Will never mekabel themselves to daven Meiriv. And that's why most women don't actually daven Meiriv, even if they do daven Shach, they do daven Mincha. It's not accepted generally for the Noshim, even for the girls, to daven Meiriv. I know some do, but it's on a completely different level altogether. Yeah, so they, well, they, to do it, to daven the way we daven, they don't have to, but a lot of them do, but they don't have to daven Maariv to daven Maariv.
But when they do Shachris and Mincha, they have to come to Shul to daven.
No. There's no obligation of minyan whatsoever. Absolutely. Now the Ramah continues here, and I'm not convinced it's the Ramah, but the additional verse says, "Ve'ein nofne al pneim lacham arves." We don't do tachanun. Even if you daven Mincha and Maariv, and it's, let's say, even by day, you're not going to daven tachanun by Maariv. Makes sense, right? Never seen eat daven Maariv by Maariv. Daven tachanun. Ve'ein nofne. It says Mishnah Bosef Kol Meis v'chein kosav bach mo ganavon. Va'afilu spar arves mi bodyum ein nofne tikvah shavi lailo. So he said that even if you daven Mincha and Maariv is, as today, for instance, it's still, you daven Maariv still by day, long before nightfall, you still don't do tachanun by Maariv. Yeah, so you, no tachanun by Maariv, even if it's by day. Va'afilu tefillah shem ispar l'shem tashlumin shel tefillas Mincha, gam ken lipo. That's interesting as well. What happens if a Yid forgot to daven Mincha, and it happens Maariv twice? Once a proper Maariv, it wants a Maariv as a tashlumin. It's going to be nacht. You're not going to say tachnun anymore at that point, obviously, because it's no tachnun. Tachnun was never established part of Maariv. Yeah, and what? Yeah, you know, so therefore what? You will say Yalev Yovai. What, when is it? Is it already? You did not have Mincha, which was Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. And you don't mind. No, you will always do the tefillah the way it is at that point. Yeah. You will not, that's right, you will always daven, the rule of thumb is always daven the tefillah relevant to that point, even if you, yeah. Right. Now, the Mishnah continues to be a cause of Shulta Giboim Reish Brach, it's not going to make this Mekoyim Islam Shira Malo, it's in Ebochu, is that mean it's Nusfad, Robert Feingold? Nusfad to daven, to say Shira Malo is in Ebochu, that's the meaning in some places. Kodemai before Maariv, Mishum Darbin, Rogeli Kus Koyre, Tzorich Likos Shema, Mituich Divrei Toiro. There's a meaning to say Shira Malos, Mishnah Bura says, right, and it brings that is a meaning that is established in some places. Reish Lamed Ches Rabbi Isai, Likvoya Itim Le Toiro Balailo, to have set times of learning Torah in the evenings. Could it be any more relevant, Halacha Rabbi Isai, then in this shir, to speak about Reish Lamed Ches, Likvoy Itim L'Torah B'Layla, one should learn Torah in the evenings. Sif Aleph. Toich L'Izoya, one should be very careful. B'Limud HaLaylo, to learn Torah in the evenings. Yoisei, even more so, Mevashel Yoim, then my day. V'Mevatlo, and somebody is Mevatlo, he's not taking it seriously, to learn Torah in the evenings. On Shoy Merubik, it's a very severe punishment if you don't learn by night. So, the Mishnah Berurah goes into great detail of Sifkot and Aleph and says as follows, Limud HaLaylo, one should learn Torah by night. K'damrinon, as it says in the Gemara, Lo Ivri Laila, evenings were only created Elo Legirsa to learn Torah. Because you can't work anymore in the evenings. You can't work in the evenings properly anymore. Imagine in previous generations, you were out in the fields, can't do anything in the fields. What else were previous generations, Parnassus, what else did he do? He goes, when it went dark, pardon? Pardon? When it got dark, they couldn't work anymore. When it got dark, the daily schedule was very much according to daylight. And when it got dark, they couldn't work anymore. So what was the evenings for? Evenings was to learn Torah. Yeah, let's hear. Says Mishnah Berurah, the kivan de lekach nivro lailo, the night was created for that. Al kein, therefore, tzorich leizor bo yoyse. V'yisa b'gemora, the Gemara says, kol ha'oisik b'toyra b'lailo, whoever learns Torah in the evenings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe chol avchus shel chesed b'yoyim. His Moshe, there's a particular, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a special way and treats those people differently, the ones who learn Torah in the evenings. People who learn Torah in the evenings, treat them differently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches them differently. Shenema yoyimu mitzav Hashem chazdu v'laylo shiro imi. Oit omu, the Gemara says, Menoches tamedichomim oiskim b'toyra b'laylo. Yidin tamedichomim who learn Torah by night, It's as if they brought the sacrifice, the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. It's brought from a pasuk. Whoever learns Torah in the evening, Shechino connecto, the Shechino is opposite him. Shenema kumi roini balaylo. V'ksiv v'asein, it says straight after Shchivir Gemayim Libich, Noichach, Pnei Hashem, the pasuk from koini roini balaylo, somebody who gets up in the evenings to learn Torah, it says on him that Noichach Pnei Hashem is as if it's opposite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of Rambam, Fuf B'Yeridea, B'Simn Reish HaMeresh Mevav, the Rambam writes, and it's quoted in Yeridea, HaRoitze Lizkois Bekisa Shel Torah, somebody wants to have the crown of Torah, he should be careful all these evenings. He should never cancel even one evening. Pesheino, to go to sleep particularly early. Fechilo v'shtiyo, and to merely just eat and drink in the evenings. Fesicho, and just to schmooze around, to battle his hours. Fechilo tzibayle, and similarly. Huma, the kosav, b'chol eloisov, hainu, afilo b'kaitz, b'leis akzorim. Where the nights are short, like in the winters. Or the nights are long, like in the, sorry. Even if the nights are short, like in the summer, or the nights are long, like in the winter. Either way, the nights are very, very short, like now in Tammuz or in Av. So the nights are very short. Nevertheless, you should make a point, or before going to sleep, but learning a little bit.
So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the importance of learning by night. I must say that this forum over here is very much in line with this every single night. Pardon? You're right. So you're right. Now in Tammuz and in Av, it's not like it's called Lailo, but it's about having a fact of having a Seder every single evening, learning Torah, because by day, if you're Zoicha or not Zoicha, either by night, one should have an established and fixed. And he says that the critical point is Lo Ya'abed Echot, not to cancel once. That, you know, even if it's very difficult, in difficult circumstances, to make a point, an effort, special effort, to make a point of coming for and to learn in the evening. Mishnah Berurah have gotten based on Shem Rubber, Kitamrinon, create punishment. Somebody who doesn't learn in the evenings, Chalila, call bais every house in the Torah Nishmoim Baalailo, every house that Torah is not heard in the evenings, Eish Echalto Chas V'Shalom, but it could Chas V'Shalom get a fire. Feast of Ekam, the others, I'm skipping now a line, and I'm going to the Mogen Avraham. I'm Mogen Avraham. The Lishnas Ha'odom Belailo, Ein Ezeh Shir Kavua. Hello, Toloi B'chol Ha'odom L'Fikoyach B'Riusim. Mishnah Berurah now tells us, how much does a person actually need to sleep? How much does a person need to sleep? How long? 7 hours? 7, 8? Oh, enough to get Koyach? That's about 12, 14, right? Yeah? Just in case. So Mishnah Berurah said, "Nemo v'gun avom shinas odom belaylo ein lizeh shir kavua." He said that there's no fixed time how much a person should sleep. Hello, toloi b'chol odom. Every person is different. If you briusoi, how healthy he is, and how old he is. Al kupol mishtaka b'shenu yisimidai. But don't overdo it. Person often needs much less sleep than he really thinks. And a person can often do with less sleep than he would actually imagine. K'dis mishnah shenlo tzedikim, who sleep too long, ra lohem, it's bad for them, ra lohem, it's bad for the world. Somebody who sleeps too much, it's not good to sleep too much, and it's not good for the world. Because a person should really spend his time more productively by learning Torah. So, right, and that leads us to the base. Im yesh, the last few lines of the page, first few words of the page. Im yesh, says that if a person has got a fixed time, a fixed amount of learning a person is doing every single day, a certain fixed amount how much a person wants to learn every day, like a daf a day or an omud a day, and he was extremely excessively busy by day, was unable to fulfill his daily, what's called his daily dose, or his daily fixed amount. Yeah, he wasn't able to do that fixed amount. Yashlimenu b'laylo miyad, he should do it, he should fix it, he should do it by night, he should finish off by night. So if you do every day a daf, or a day, an omud, or you do like 5 daf a day, or like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, 7 daf a day, Gemara, you know, to finish every year, Shas. Yeah, do the 7 daf Gemara a day. Yeah, so if you do that, you don't have the, you're unable to, you're unable to do that, you should finish off by night. Yeshlimenu b'layla miyad. Should do it by night. Pardon? It's a chiyuv to do it. Mishnebu explains to us why. I just heard on Shabbos from Chosh V'Yid, who witnessed, you know, do you remember Rabbi Yashiv? Good few years before he was Nifta, do you remember Rabbi Yashiv had once a very open heart surgery? Do you remember that? I was in Etzon when this happened, so it wasn't such a long time ago. When was that? Does anybody remember? Rabbi Feingold, when was Rabbi Yashiv's ghost operation? Pardon? About 9 years ago? Yeah, makes sense. About 9 years ago, yeah. So what happened was that so at that time there was like it was by Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Yashiv, I heard it from somebody who was mamash part of the inner team. Rabbi Yashiv had a he was about then how old was he? When he was Nifta? 102. So that was like about a good few years before that. He was like in his 90s, deep 90s. He was Yom Kippur, and the doctor said he shouldn't fast on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yashiv was in his deep 90s. And Rabbi Yashiv said, but he really wants to fast. And the doctor said, it's not safe. Then he said, what happens if I lie in bed the whole Yom Kippur and I don't move, I don't do anything? Then he said, well, you can't fast. And Rabbi Yashiv then said, what about if I put a drip? A drip, because Rabbi Yashiv held that if a person has to have more liquid than Yom Kippur, and he can't, it's better to have it by a drip than actually physically drink it. That's what I said. So I asked the doctor, is it okay to have it on a drip rather than physically drinking? And the doctor said, it's fine, it's safe for 25 hours to be on a drip. He said, it's safe. He didn't want to actually physically drink on Yom Kippur. He was not in his deep night. So he said, it's better to put on a drip. So he was put on a drip. And Rabbi Yashiv was put on a drip, and he was like in a semi-coma kind of thing. He was like, it was not meant not to move. He was asked not to move too much, and he was not properly sleeping, but not properly awake. He wasn't meant to move much because it would risk certain levels to go up or whatever. So he was for 25 hours on a drip in a bed, and then after Yom Kippur finished, the drip was off, and he got out of bed, and he made Havdalah. And Rabbi Yashiv, he had like a fleishig super. That's the way he broke fast. He broke his fast. We call it in Yiddish anbeißen. When you break your fast with a hot soup, and then they said, okay, after it was like a bit, it was obviously draining, right? If you remember when you were 95. Yeah, so when you he was then he obviously thought after that he's gonna go to sleep, but then after having his fleishig soup, he went to the and he took out the gemara and he started learning, and he said he didn't finish his daily, he didn't learn, he wasn't able to learn today because it was like he didn't learn his daily daf him that he learned. And he went to learn until 2 o'clock in the morning, Abba Issa, until 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, his grandson, went and brought him a coffee. He said, it's milchig now. And he said, am I milchig now? He said, well, how can I put him a coffee at 2 o'clock in the morning? And he learned, like from 9 o'clock, I don't know what time it was, until 2 o'clock without interruption. And then he brought him a coffee. He says, what do you mean? I'm fleishig. I still let you, he kept track. He said, I'm fleishig from the soup, Rabbi Yashiv told him. So why bring me a milchig coffee? And then he said, no, you're not milking, it's 2 o'clock. He said, what? It's 2 o'clock already? And Rabbi Yashiv said, close quickly the Gemara. And the grandson said, well, okay, it's good. He's finally going to sleep. But he took the Gemara and he ran and he took the other Gemara. He said, it's a different schedule now. It's ready for the next day. And he learned from 2 o'clock till Netzach Hamah. Until Netzach Hamah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. If you're Choy Kavua, you've got to cover that ground. So I want to point something out of here, which I think is a big chiddush. And there's a chiddush here. The chiddush is that we normally look at our storim. I don't know how you look at things, but generally we look at our storim that it's about time. It's time. It's the time that we spend learning. Okay, we learn every evening, half an hour, we learn 1 hour, we learn 45 minutes chavusa, half an hour this. And that's true, that's very good. But the Shulchan Aruch is teaching, it's very true and it's very good. And a person has to look at his obligation in times of time, definitely. Shulchan Aruch is teaching, there's another element here as well. It's not just about time, but if you normally learn a certain amount, you have to take that into consideration as well. So if, for instance, if you normally make a point of learning an amud a week,
or a daf a day, or whatever it may be, then you've got to take that into consideration as well. You have to go to the next session. I think it's very, very interesting because that's what Chanukah teaching us. You have to make up in the evening, or you didn't make up through the day.
Rabbi says, "If cotton given mishnah bura choy kavua, aile elzim kufnun hey mishnah bura sham." Mishnah bura says in Sif cotton hey, why is it that you have to make up for it? You asked why. Why do you have to make up? Mishnah bura says, "Vare neda." It's a neda because you've got a neda. It's like a promise. If you do every day a certain amount, it's a neda, and you have to honor your words. Now, Rabbi said this is a very important mishnah bura. Continuing, a person says, "I will learn this perek neda godl not alel kei Yisrael." It's Gemara in the Dorim. If you say, "I'm going to learn whole maseches," what eruvin or whatever, bov metzia, bov kame, this is a neda. You may have meant it as an intention. I want to. I wish. But if you say the words, "I want to learn, I will learn," this becomes a promise, a neda, and you have a problem because you have to do it. His neda gadolus of isabiyah yedeh v'im noa glasus to vatoiv. It's not only if you actually express it and you verbalize, "I will learn X, Y, Z." Not only then it's a problem, but even if the im noa glasus to vatoiv, if your custom is to do certain good things, he may die to leinu keli olim. If your intention, you didn't verbalize, your intention is, "I'm going to carry on doing this forever," I have a neda. So if once you get up, you say, "You know what? I want to learn every day, 10 minutes before Shachis, I want to learn," what? Mitzvah Shom, 10 minutes before Shachis. From now onwards, I'm going to be a good Yid. I'm going to learn 10 minutes Mitzvah Shom before Shachis. Or I'm going to learn 4 Mishnahs before Shachis every day. Or after Ma'ariv, I'm going to... If that's your intention, you have a serious problem. You should do it, but you should clearly say to yourself, "V'toiv she'is nebetchile shelo ye'olav dovar ze b'neida." You should say it. Hopefully I manage to do it, but this is a b'neida. B'neida. If something is an intention, you have to say b'neida. B'neida v'zikpin is damen eze pam shelo yuchalashni, because maybe could, at one point, chasron may not be able to do it, and then you've got a problem, besides the fact you've done an aver by not doing that, but you've actually been mechalel a neida. You had a neida. You said you're going to do this. It was your intention, even if you mind, even if you did not verbalize it. You didn't say, "I will learn every..." But you didn't verbalize, but you said, "Okay, Mr. Hashem, I'm going to be learning Mr. Hashem every day before Shem." If you do that in your mind, even in your mind, you have to say to yourself, Blineda, I'm going to do my best ishtadlus. It's not a... "Hey, I'm going to do it," but it's Blineda, I'm not promising. Because if it ends up being a promise, even without verbalizing it, you could chas shon be over on a isa derais or the rabbon of being mechal and neda. Very good. So that's a very good question. Shaman speaks a lot about this. We say we are you referring to kol neda or atoras nedarim? What are you referring to? So, okay. So atoras nedarim will not always work for a neda. Atoras nedarim only works for a neda. It doesn't always work. If you forget, then it works. If you don't forget, it doesn't work. So you could, yeah, so you got, it doesn't always work. It's definitely good. It helps a long way. But a person should still try as much as possible to make it clear that it's not a neda. Pardon? Kol nidre is also very limited to what it actually physically helps. Yeah. You can't rely on kol nidre. Shem Zaman says you cannot rely on it. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, so that probably helps the most. To be Moshe Mador, that helps the most. If you say in advance that everything, all the Kabbalahs that I do about this and this and this, that works. The truth is, if you say Blineda, it's a bit like a Messias Mador. It works in the same way. Yeah. Yes. That's right, it's mamash in line with that. That if you say you're going to do something, it ends up, you know, can't do it, you're going to be... Rabbi said, we learned this evening, the halachas of, we don't say tachanun by ma'ariv, even if it's before nightfall. We learned that chazoros hashatz is not to be said by ma'ariv, because chachomim initially never established chazoros hashatz. We said, although nowadays ma'ariv is a choiva, but nevertheless it didn't change. We learned about the obligation of learning Torah by night, and it's a chas v'shalom, a great avera, not to spend the evenings by learning. We learned that a person has got a fixed amount of learning he does every night, he should make sure to be mashlemit in the evenings. And Rabbi said, this makes us ready for Simon Reish Lametas, which be Ezer Hashem, Belineda, we shall be learning tomorrow.